Construction has just started on the controversial Keystone XL pipeline. Native American tribes worry that workers coming to build it could bring the coronavirus. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio reports from Montana.
The pipeline crosses the border in Phillips County, Montana. County Commissioner Richard Dunbar says the pipeline would be the number one source of property tax revenue there, where farming and ranching are the biggest businesses.
Just glad to see this project finally getting going and stuff, and hope everything goes well for them. I mean, we're all trying to put up with this virus the best we can.
TC Energy says it's bringing 100-some workers to its construction site, all from within the U.S. They're being housed in and around the nearby town of Glasgow, population roughly 3,000, in neighboring Valley County. The company says those workers go through both countywide and company-wide protocols to prevent the spread of COVID-19, including remaining in their housing for a 14-day quarantine period before starting work, self-reporting, and conducting worker symptom checks on site. Daryl Morehouse, owner of D&G Sports and Western Wear in Glasgow, says he's already sold some warmer clothes and steel-toed boots to newcomers.
I feel comfortable that they're not bringing anything in. I mean, it's not going to say they won't.
Governor Steve Bullock issued a statewide stay-at-home order March 26th and later a 14-day quarantine order for out-of-state visitors. But Bullock says construction is essential work and can continue. Nearby Native American tribes say they worry construction workers bring added coronavirus risk. The Fort Belknap Indian community in Montana and the Rosebud Sioux tribe in South Dakota had already filed a lawsuit against TC Energy before the coronavirus pandemic on the grounds that the pipeline violates their land rights. The tribe's attorney, Matthew Campbell, says both have since declared states of emergency for the virus.
Part of what we have submitted to the court is the concern about, you know, the gathering of these man camps with many people that come together and are working on the pipelines and that are near these tribal communities, which are at-risk communities in general anyway.
A federal judge has scheduled a hearing on the case for April 16th. The tribes requested a temporary restraining order on construction. For NPR News, I'm Kayla DeRoche in Billings, Montana.